The main suspect in the kidnapping of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl says the abduction was carried out to embarrass Pakistani President Musharraf. Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh has told investigators he orchestrated the kidnapping, and he now believes the reporter is dead. But nearly a month after the abduction, Pearl's fate remains a mystery. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
Police say they are looking for another key suspect who helped Saeed carry out the kidnapping of Daniel Pearl. He's been identified as Mansoor Hussain, a man believed to have been involved in the hijacking of an Indian Airlines jet in December 1999. That hijacking ended with the release of the jet's passengers and crew in exchange for Saeed and two other men being held in an Indian jail. Saeed and his alleged accomplice Hussain are both linked to Pakistani militant groups recently banned by Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf. A report today in the Pakistani daily The News suggests Saeed has told police what many analysts here have long suspected, that Daniel Pearl's abduction is part of a counteroffensive by the militant groups against Musharraf for his decision to rein in the militants and for siding with the U.S. against the Taliban.
The jihadi groups are very angry and annoyed with him. They see Musharraf being a Trojan horse for the Americans.
Najam Sethi is editor of the Friday Times in Lahore.
I think there will be many more acts which are likely to be done by the jihadis, the militants, the Islamic fundamentalists, and all such groups to try and embarrass Musharraf.
Some in these groups trained with and fought alongside the Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces in Afghanistan. They have also enjoyed the patronage of Pakistan's intelligence services in the militants' long-running guerrilla war against Indian security forces in the disputed region of Kashmir. In the past several months, however, the militant groups have seen that support evaporate, officially at least. But there are suggestions here that some rogue elements of the intelligence service may be finding it difficult to turn against their former charges and may be helping them still. Rasul Baksh Rais of Islamabad's state-run Qadi Azam University.
I think there are elements within the terrorist organizations who are well-connected in Pakistan, and they are exploiting those sentiments that exist in the country against the government because of its support to the United States.
This explanation might help explain why the police are having so much difficulty determining the whereabouts of the missing reporter, and why security around Pakistan's President Musharraf has recently been tightened. Some here believe he too may be a target of the militants. Analyst Rasul Baksh Rais.
As we know that Sheikh Umar is one of the terrorists who was released by the Indians on the demand of the hijackers, and they have connections to embarrass governments that are seen are functioning close to the American interests.
As if to underscore this point, in its report today, the Pakistani daily The News says Saeed told investigators of several trips he made to Afghanistan prior to September 11th to meet with the Taliban and, in one instance, Osama bin Laden. Police, the newspaper goes on, believe Saeed is lying about some of these incidents to inflate his own image, but there is little doubt about his involvement in the abduction of Daniel Pearl. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.